NWFL women over the weekend, round two. Penguin big winners over La Trobe, 9-7-61 to La Trobe 2-1-13. And in a bizarre result at Ulverston, there wasn't a single goal scored by either side. Ulverston, seven behinds, defeated. They were playing, I think, when you so three behinds for them as well. So the latter at the moment has Penguin on top on 8 points, undefeated. Ulverston on four, Devonport on four, and Wynyard and La Trobe yet to open their accounts. In the men's competition, wins to Devonport, Penguin and Wynyard. And Devonport, it was the Magpies. Big win over Burnie, 15-12-102 to Burnie 6-9-45. When I first heard the result, Kim, I thought, oh, yes, Devonport have got over Burnie in a close one. And then I heard the score and I thought, wow, that was a real surprise, I think, the margin. Not so much the fact they won, but how much they won by.
Yeah, exactly right. And only 12 points separated the teams at halftime. Martin with Devonport posting 9-7 after the long break. The Dockers 2-4 in a satisfying result for Magpie coach Kurt Byard. And an apt performance to celebrate Magpie captain Quade Byard's 150th game.
Yeah,
that's for Devonport. Martin were key forwards, Caleb Van Buren and Joey Chaplin, who kicked seven goals between them, with youngsters Oliver and Fletcher Kelly, Alex Cousins-Hampton and skipper Quade Byard all prominent. Burnie were best served by big ruckman Tyrone Morrison and midfielder Bailey Bogue, while Joshua May, Oakley Smith and Joshua Wolfe earned praise from coach Brent Plant. Back by coach Kurt Byard, probably correct in his assumption that Burnie's performance did not reflect on where the Dockers will be at season's end, but nonetheless, Martin, Devonport hardly had a passenger in a committed four-quarter effort.
Well, this was the grand final replay, of course, and I know that winning the replay means nothing, but when you look at the success that Burnie's had in the last three premierships in a row, and they had a big win over Ulverston, I think it was last week, it looked like we were heading down the same road again. So this has been a real wake-up call for Burnie, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and full credit to Kurt Byard and his coaching staff. He's got his side primed for this time of the year, and they'll only get better as season goes by.
At Penguin, it was the Two Blues, 10-12-72, defeated La Trobe, 3-6-24. And again, it must have been pretty windy here on Saturday. It was windy over much of the coast, but there wasn't a single goal kicked in the second quarter by either side. La Trobe added one behind, and Penguin added five. So it must have been a pretty scrappy game by the sound of it.
Yeah, and really the Two Blues had the game thrown up at the last games, leading by 45 points, which they slightly increased to 48 points at the final siren. Now, victory to Penguin may come at a bit of a cost, Martin, with assistant coach Luke Russell sustaining a shoulder injury and veteran defender Willie Dow sustaining a knee injury. Two Blues playing coach Maverick Weller, well, he led by example, snaring three goals, while youngsters Sam Mitchell, Liam Viney and Jaden Van Essen, were handy in the back half, along with big ruckman Rowan Bones, who had a good duel with Demon follower Jay Smith. The throat coach, Nick Hizzard-Zetas, would have been pleased with some of his younger brigade, inclusive of Dylan Goss, Tom Donald and Jaden at last, while Sean McCrossan and Jay Smith were also solid. The throat, to their credit, Martin, took it right up to Penguin with a scoreline not fully reflective of their effort, and their clash with Ulverston next Saturday should be an absolute beauty. Penguin will be at home to Devonport in another important clash and may bolster their defence by returning centre-half-back Dylan Bramich, who was best of field in the reserves. But still a bit of worry with injuries to Willie Dow and assistant coach Luke Russell.
You mentioned Mav Weller kicking three goals. Jack Weller kicked three as well. Not sure of the relationship between those two, but there's another one there by the sound of it.
Could be cousins, I think, mate.
Yeah, and interesting, I don't know if you watched the game, the Gold Coast, whoever they were playing the other night, but one of the commentators actually called Lockie Weather Mav Weather, so even at the top level they can stuff it up. Ulverston and Wynyard was the other game, and it was the Cats 7-16-58 to Ulverston 3-8-21. Ulverston didn't score a goal in the first half, really, so they were never really in the game, were they?
No, they posted 3-5 in the first half to the Robins five behinds and added 4-11 in the last half to 3-3 in a match that, like all others, influenced by the blustery conditions. Wynyard coach Beau Sharman acknowledged the pressure exerted by Ulverston in the low-scoring affair, but he would have been pleased with the effort of Callum Kabicki, who capped off a great game, Martin, with two goals, while University recruit Connor Barling was also a bit in the front of half. Other cats who excelled were Keegan Miller, there's that name again, Matthew Bug, Zach Smith and Big Tom Charles. Ulverston coach Stephen French, well, he praised the competitive efforts of his young team, indicating that Wynyard were just a little more poised in their ball use, which was undoubtedly the overall difference. Luke Dyson was super competitive in his second game back after a season with Mott and Preston, while the efforts of Perrin Harding, Justin Clark, Joel Hennessy, Lockie Williams and Benny West would have impressed their coaching panel. Now, the Cats will be hosting the Burnie Dockers next week in what should be a tolerant encounter between the pair, or as we said, Ulverston and Latrobe looking for their first win when they clash at Latrobe.
Because one of the big signings during the off-season for Wynyard too was Alan O'Sine, and he's fitted in quite well, kicked a couple of goals on Saturday.
Yes, I've seen him play first up and he was very, very good, and again, he chipped in when necessary. His experience will be fantastic for the younger Cats. As the season goes.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure he's played in a couple of State League premierships with North Launceston and others, but certainly a very, very big name to have there. The ladder at the moment has Devonport on top, undefeated on 8 points, Wynyard on 8 points as well, Penguin on four, Burnie on four, outside Ulverston and Latrobe yet to open their account. You've already alluded to the games next week for round three, or this Saturday. Penguin at home against Devonport, Latrobe taking on Ulverston, and Wynyard and Burnie, I guess that's somewhat of a local derby now. And that'll be a great game as well. You'll preview those games with the boys in breakfast on Friday, Kim. But thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it. We'll catch up in 3 weeks again when I'm back off holidays.
Yep, look forward to it, Martin. Have a good holiday.